Gloria, it's Anthony. In your view, is this decision a setback to the Me Too movement?
No, Anthony, I don't think it is at all. There are many women who continue to come forward, many persons who allege that they are victims, for example, of R. Kelly, of Harvey Weinstein in Los Angeles, of many other figures. And they women are now empowered in the way they never were before. Janice was very brave when she testified. I'm so proud of her. And it is, you know, a shock. But it's also very clear that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did not make a decision that Mr. Cosby did not do what he was accused of doing. It was based on a legal technicality, on issues of due process, and it was not based on the merits and the evidence as to whether he did it or not. Actually, to the contrary, the court talked about the statements that Mr. Cosby made in the deposition in the civil lawsuit brought by Andrea Constant and called those statements incriminating.
Gloria, you represent an accuser in California who's filed a civil case against Bill Cosby. Does this decision affect that case in any way?